Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts that will keep you busy for countless hours. So many great writers and shows up on AmericaOutLoud.com. If you guys haven't checked it out already, you are missing out. You definitely want to check it out. And while you're there, please feel free to share those articles and podcasts on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. You know, Rob, there's so much news to talk about this week, particularly our incompetent president making statements that are just completely out of line. Once again, this guy just misses the boat completely every time he opens his mouth. On Martin Luther King Day, Joe Biden actually compared George Floyd's death to the great Martin Luther King Jr.'s death. And we have the tape. Let's go ahead and play it.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Unbelievable, but this is how our president feels. Comparing George Floyd to Martin Luther King Jr., just completely out of touch and despicable. Of course, we know George Floyd did nothing for the Black community. You look at his past, this guy was not a good person. That is not someone that should be held up in the same light as Martin Luther King Jr. I thought it was absolutely pathetic. Rob, what were your thoughts on the resident in chief, Joe Biden?
Well, thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We really do appreciate your support. And as we always say, please share this on your social media platform while you have a platform. Let's get the word out there. After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Now, Andrew, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. However, that tape that we just played, interestingly enough, Biden made those comments back in 2020 when he was running for the president. Now, quiet as it was kept, the left said absolutely nothing about it. They pretended as if though he didn't say it. They just moved right on over it. Fast forward, 2022. This is when they're talking about it. And they, being the conservative media, they're saying, listen to what he said. Now, I'm glad you brought it up, this tape, because it actually feeds into what I want to talk about tonight. What Biden said was horrible. George Floyd is not Martin Luther King. By no means. He doesn't even come close to King. As we said last night, what happened to Mr. Floyd is unfortunate. He lost his life. Derek Chauvin, or as you say, Andrew, Derek Chauvin, should have lifted his knee from the neck of George Floyd. But aside from that, when we look at George Floyd, when we look at his life, there are completely two different parallels between his life and that of Dr. King. Dr. King was about peaceful protest, civil disobedience. He had a cause, civil rights, not just civil rights for Blacks, but of course that was at the top of the list, but civil rights for everyone, all people of color, ethnicity, religious backgrounds. George Floyd, on the other hand, only had designs to steal, to cause harm. Remember, he held a gun at the stomach of a pregnant woman, something that the media will not talk about. But they'll bring up the past of everyone else, like Ashley Babbitt, who lost her life on Jan 6 when she was shot dead in cold blood by a Capitol Hill police officer who happened to be Black. But no one wants to talk about that. But they'll bring up her past. But as far as George Floyd, oh, he's a saint now. They want to put busts around the different cities of George Floyd. They want to teach about George Floyd in all the schools. And I guarantee you, within a decade from now, George Floyd would have reached the pantheons of all of our famous civil rights leaders. And for what? For doing absolutely nothing but causing chaos in the land. People protesting, tearing down things during the spring and summer of 2020 because of George Floyd. George Floyd did nothing else. He did nothing else for us but bring chaos in the land. That was it. But you let the left tell it, oh, George Floyd, he did this and he was a saint. He was not a saint. So that video played, or he said that back in 2020, I think it was 2020, 2021. But now the right wants to bring it up. Now you say, what do I want to talk about tonight when I said that? The inertia of the right. I was thinking before we came on air, Andrew, of everything that we're going through today in society. Misinformation from the left, that boys can be girls, men can have babies, transgenders are real women. We talked about it last night with Chris Shimogli and the UPenn swimmer, Leah Thomas. Leah is not a woman. Leah is not a female. But yet and still, no one is supposed to say anything. We're supposed to look the other way. Now, the media will report on it, and they'll say, well, this is what's happening. She's breaking records, and they don't like it because she's transgender. But there's more to the story than just that they don't like her. There is an issue at hand here of misinformation, Andrew. Misinformation that we're saying that Leah, a biological man, is now a woman. Leah is not a woman, all due respect. I am not trying to throw shade on Leah or any of the other transgenders, but we have to speak truth to power. Leah is not a woman. Rachel Levine, who's in Biden's administration, is not a woman. These are men who've decided to say that they are women. These are men who have had a sex change, I think, and now they want to go out in the world as women. And they want us to identify them as being a woman. They want us to change the pronouns. As opposed to saying he and she, they want us to say they.
Yeah, did you see Demi Lovato's going by them, they now? I was reading an article about her, and every time they would cite her, they would say them / they instead of she. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I read that article, and as I said last night, I got completely confused. They were talking about Demi Lovato, then they introduced they and them. I'm like, wait, who is they? Who is them? I thought we were talking about one singular person. Oh, but she's non-binary. No, she just recently got out of rehab. I think they should introduce her to rehab again. You know, I'm not saying have these conversion therapies and all this, but these people need to speak with a professional, not a professional who's biased, not a professional who's going to say, well, you know, I know you have gender dysphoria, but we need to give you some blockers and maybe that'll help you. No, that will not help them. That will confuse them. When you look at statistics and you look at the number of individuals that have committed suicide or deeply depressed because of the decisions they have made and changing their gender. And we've spoken about this before. So you go back and you listen to some of our other shows. We spoke about it in depth. But what I want to focus on tonight is the right not standing up and pushing back. Andrew, when you look around you, you see all of this out there in public domain, and that's what they want, the left. They want it in public domain so that it becomes a commonplace. And that's, it's just part of the norm. And we're like, okay, let's just move on. It's not okay. And why the right has just sat idly by and allowed this to go forward is wrong. It's in our schools. It's in our society. It's all over our jobs. People are changing things and changing the pronouns. And you've got to say this. And if you don't say it, you can get fired. And the only thing the right is doing is looking at this and raising money off of it. You have candidates, oh, vote for me. I'm going to change the record. Change it how? You should have been fighting before then. But seemingly they're afraid. They're afraid of getting canceled. As we spoke about last night, you look at these young girls who are afraid to say anything. They're afraid to have a voice and say, we don't like this. They don't want anyone to see them. Because they know that if they do come out, the left will attack them, will take away their livelihood, will attack their families, the police can't do anything, and you damn well better make certain that the courts won't do anything but rule in the favor of the oppressor, which is what we have seen consistently throughout history. They're ruling for these people and telling you, you better not say anything. Look at Jan 6, look at President Trump, look at everything they're throwing at him. And every time it goes to court, the judges rule on the side of the oppressor because they're mad. They're thinking, we've got to make this right. Make what right? Justice is supposed to be blind. You're supposed to look at justice and exercise jurisprudence. Not look at it and say, well, it's time for us to give them a leg up. It's time for us to give them a point. It has nothing to do with a point system. It has to do with right and wrong. And I'm sorry, but all of the stuff that's happening right now in society is wrong. There's no reason why, as we said last night, those young women on the swim team should not be able to come out and speak vocally and say, we don't like this. It's not fair, without fear of retribution. They should be able to. They have the right. They have free speech. But yet and still, if they were to come out, they would be attacked. Who's going to defend them? The police aren't. Our justice system won't. During Trump's 4 years in office, look at the people who were attacked that supported him, that worked with him. They were constantly under attack. They would go to a restaurant. They were attacked. Their addresses were put out. They were doxxed. It was nonstop. You look at Rand Paul, Senator Scalise. They were attacked viciously. Rand Paul was jumped on. Scalise almost lost his life. And what happened to the perpetrators? A slap on the wrist, and they continued on. Maxine Waters saying, form a circle around them and tell them that you're not welcome. Kamala Harris said that we're not going to stop. Nancy Pelosi said, why aren't we out in the streets tearing up more things? And what is the right doing? Yielding ground, not saying anything, giving it up to them. You look at all of our large cities. You look at the crime. It breaks my heart. Breonna Cooper in LA, killed, shot dead, cold blood, killed. And why? Killed for just being the person she is? And what's going to happen to the perpetrator? Why was he out? Why wasn't he in jail? Why is this happening? In New York City, you had another young woman at a Burger King working, minding her own business. And what happened? A guy came in, robbed the place, and killed her. Crystal Baron Needs was killed, shot dead, minding her own business. Not too long ago, I think it was on Saturday, another woman killed on the subway, New York City. And the numbers keeps going on and on and on. In Chicago, Black people are being killed, and not just adult, but kids. California, they were saying that you had criminals robbing the trains, taking away the goods from the cargoes in Los Angeles, strewn about, complete chaos, smash and grab. And what is the right saying? What are we going to do? What are you saying to help society? Oh, vote for me. I'm going to make it better. How are you going to make it better? What do you propose besides just getting into office and saying it's them and not us? Do you have a platform? Do you have an agenda? And as I've said before, never underestimate the ability of the Republicans, of the right, to just blow it all up. We have elections coming in November. Is there any cohesiveness? Are people working together? We already know that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger have just completely left the reservations and they've gone wild. They're completely rogue. But what are the others doing to coalesce the party, to say we have to have an agenda, we have to be on the same page? What is John Thune doing, who at one point said, I might not run and now I'm going to run because he wants to try and stop a proposed Trump from running? When you look at the land and you look at the people who have the potential of being the president? Who has the gravitas and the bravado of Donald Trump? All these other, and I hate to say it, but all these other individuals, they're all politicians. I know that some are looking at DeSantis. I like DeSantis. I like what he did in Florida. But does he have the willpower to go all the way? Is he strong enough to just mow them all down? It's easy to be in Florida and run a state as a governor and say, I'll do this and I'm fighting back. But when it's time to really stand up, does he have it in him? Does Christine Noem have it in her? Adam Kinzinger doesn't have it, but he'll probably try to run. Liz Cheney doesn't have it. She'll probably try and run. Chris Christie, sure enough, doesn't have it, but he'll try and run. So when you look out there, Andrew, and I'm serious about this, when you really look out there, and this is not an endorsement of Trump, but who has that gravitas that he has? He's not a politician. He's not polished. And sometimes I wish he would be quiet and not say a lot of things. But at the same time, he goes in, he has his sight as to what needs to happen, and he gets it done, he does it. Now just imagine, Andrew, if the Republicans were to get behind him and say, this is what we're going to do. Had they done that when he was in office? Had the right stood up and said, okay, we might not like what he's saying, but we're gonna do it. I think of Trey Gowdy. I like Trey Gowdy. But when this whole Russia collusion thing was going on, what did he say? Well, if the president is innocent, he should shut up and act like it. I'm like, what? This man is fighting for his political livelihood. And then once Trey saw what we saw and knew that it was all a charade, then he changed. It's like, I don't know about that. But so many others should be doing the exact same thing because you know that the left lied for 4 years. 4 years they lied.
Right. I would agree that President Trump was the perfect man for the job. And he was a great president. I mean, he got things done. That's why people were so upset when he supposedly lost and had such a hard time believing it, because you look at how good of a job he did as president. But at some point, someone like DeSantis or Kristi Noem is going to have to step up. It might not be this next election, but unfortunately, President Trump is almost 80 years old, and we're going to need some Republican leaders. And you're right, there's a lot of disappointment out there. We see people like Ted Cruz, who we thought maybe would make a good future president, and he's bumbled his words a lot over the past couple of years. I no longer would feel confident in President Ted Cruz. So someone's going to have to step up, and not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she says a lot that we like, but there's going to have to be more people with some brass and step up and see if they have what it takes.
With some brass, like you said, yeah, we like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but at that level, the presidency, she should stay right where she is. I know right. A lot of people are saying Candace Owens is a talk show host. She's a commentator, and that's nothing bad, a bad reflection on her, but she's not presidential material. Now, it's not to say that she cannot be groomed, but right now she isn't presidential material. And you're right, Trump will be in his 80s. We need someone with that gravitas. We need someone who is larger than life. I look at Jim Jordan. Maybe he could do it. But we can't, right now, looking at the field, I don't see anyone. We need a larger than life character who's willing to stand up. And when it happens, we need the party to coalesce behind him. Because what is happening right now in society, it should not be happening. We should not be out saying that men can have babies. That should have never made it to the surface. But again, what we did on the right, we just looked at it and we laughed and we said, okay, they're crazy, let's just move on. Seeing that it was seeping into the fabric of society, seeing that they were making it a commonplace along with so many other things. You look at the voters' right bill that they're constantly trying to pass, the John Lewis bill, and we need for blacks to vote, and they're trying to take away the vote, and they're calling people that don't agree with them racist, and you're this. Why is it that Republicans aren't pushing back and pushing back strong? Well, they're afraid that if they say something, if they're too strong, they'll be labeled, as you see, he is a racist. Well, guess what? They're going to call you a racist regardless. What are you afraid of? Why aren't you standing out there and pushing back strong? Look at the Hispanics that support Republicans. Get them out there. Get them up the front of the ticket. Let them tell their story. But instead, you'll sit and you'll wait. You'll let it happen. Look at Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell should be out there every freaking day saying that the Democrats are liars. They are liars. John Thune should be saying it. Ted Cruz should be saying it. Stop trying to get these little sound bites because of a situation that has arisen, as opposed to looking at the whole story in its totality. There are so many fights out there that we should be taking to them.
Yeah. And you look at people like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, people who are having trouble in the polls this last time. And then President Trump went out of his way to endorse them, and they ended up winning their election by a comfortable margin. And then to completely turn their back on President Trump and his supporters was just absolutely disgusting from Mitch McConnell.
Completely turned their backs. And here's the other thing that I'm really disappointed in. Okay, Jan 6. A lot of you don't like it. I get it. I understand it. But all you have to do is say what happened on Jan 6 should not have taken place and then move on. But to sit there and try to belabor the issue and blame Trump over and over again, when you know what happened with Russia collusion, when you saw the riots that were taking place during the spring and summer of 2020, and then you want to pretend as if though it was nothing. Well, because if we say something, they might say that we're against Black people coming out and protesting. Look, the people that were out there, they are not a representation of all Blacks. The same way they're trying to pretend as if though this whole voter rights deal, that Black people don't have the right to vote. And we're trying to help them. Okay, Andrew, let's just think about this. So we're told that the Black people all voted, a majority of them that is, voted for Joe Biden. And look at the number of votes they claim that Joe Biden got, the most ever. Well, within that group were Black people. So if Black people's votes are being hampered with or they're being oppressed, how the hell did Joe Biden get into office? Well, we know that he stole, okay? Let's just be clear there.
Yeah.
But how the heck were they suppressed, their vote suppressed, if they all voted for Joe Biden? So how in the heck is there an issue with voting? There's more to it than what they're being told. And you have white liberals who don't have a clue. The only thing they're looking at is that, well, John Lewis, and look at what happened to him in Selma and on Bloody Sunday. I take my hat off to John Lewis, okay? He is a civil rights icon. But when he came out and said that President Trump was an illegitimate president, he said it. And that is the reason why he did not recognize him and he didn't go to the inauguration. And then they want to have a hissy fit when Trump doesn't go to the inauguration. They want to have a hissy fit when someone says, well, Joe cheated. But for 4 years, we listened to that. Again, conservatives, Republicans, why are you trying to shut down the voices of your fellow conservatives when they're saying this wasn't right? Something went wrong. Someone cheated. Why are you trying to shut it down when the Democrats kept going over it for 4 years and you knew that they were lying? You knew they were lying. See, you're playing into their hand and they know it. They know that you're afraid to stand up. They know that you're afraid to push back. And when you do, it's only on certain things. You should be out front right now, talking to those girls who are having a difficult time at UPenn. You should be saying, look, we got your back. We will support you. You should be looking at your donors and talking to your donors and saying, hey, we need to support these girls. Do you agree with what's happening? I don't care where you stand on transgender. That's not the issue. It's that their voices are being silent. They're told if you say something, it's wrong. So you better sit down and be quiet. Taking away their right to freedom, to free speech, taking it away. While the Democrats, they're out there, they're fundraising on it. They keep pushing it. You look at Hollywood, they're talking about it. It's on TV. It's as if though it's a commonplace. And as I said, Andrew, that's all they want. They want it to be a commonplace. They want it to make it seem as if though it's okay. And what percentage of the population does that group make up? Barely a fraction. but they keep putting them in movies and commercials as if though the entire world consists of transgenders. So they're removing the women and saying, these are the women. They're silencing our voices, and Republicans are sitting there going right along with it, quiet, not saying anything.
Yeah, they need someone to communicate the message that these transgenders, if they want to walk around, if you're a male and you want to walk around in girls' clothes in your free time or at your own house, do what you want. But when it comes to competing in sports, that is just a completely different thing. And you're talking about collegiate athletics as well as even at the Olympic level, we're seeing them creep in. And it is obviously a huge unfair advantage. 2022 is going to tell us an awfully lot about the landscape in 2024, because if we do not win the House and Senate by a huge margin, with 7% inflation, with what happened in Afghanistan, the gas prices. I mean, you just look at everything that has gone to hell since Joe Biden took office. If you don't win by a huge margin with that, that's going to say a lot of things about the Republican Party, and they're going to be big problems, and they're going to be begging for President Trump to run again in 2024. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back with After Dark with Robin Andrew. And when we went to break, we're talking about this whole notion of Republicans not standing up and being strong and supporting the issues that is our foundation, the foundation of our party, conservatism. We're not seeing it. We don't see it. And one of the things that I wanted to mention when we're talking about the UPenn swim team is that the other day, Michael Phelps even came out and questioned what was happening. Now, he was careful when he was talking, was mincing his words, so that I guess the woke crowd wouldn't come after him and attack him, because they're always waiting, lying in wait to attack. And that just goes to what I'm saying. It has to stop. Why is it that they have this free reign to attack us and to shut us down, and we can't say anything? Social media, we've got to get it under control. They have too much free reign to silence free speech. And this whole thing, what is a private company, they can do whatever they want to do with the public airwaves, shut people down, close them up, and they can't talk. That is something that Republicans, again, should be looking at. Okay, you're a public company, a private company, rather. You can do what you want with whatever you want on your platform. But the way you're conducting yourselves, you're conducting yourselves like a publishing company. So we're going to take away all those rights. and we're going to open you up to lawsuits. They should be pushing that. Why aren't they pushing that? We have been talking about this, Andrew, from the very beginning. You go back to one of our earlier shows from last year where we're talking about it. I think it's Section 230. Why do they have that protection? Why haven't we gotten an attorney to look at this? And there are a lot of brilliant attorneys on the right to look at this and bring forth a lawsuit. Well, they're afraid to do it because they might have some liberal activist judge who'll throw it out. So we're up against that also. We're up against, as I said in the last half hour, judges that are extremely liberal. And you know, some of them, they claim to be under the conservative banner. Look at Kavanaugh. Look at John Roberts. Yep, I said it. I called it out. Kavanaugh, John Roberts. Kavanaugh, whom we fought for, stood behind when the left was attacking him. And then for him to go and render a decision that, well, I want them to like me. No, I don't know what was going through his mind when he made the decision that healthcare workers have to take the vaccine mandate. I don't know, because I would think they would say, you know, come on now, folks, come on. Look at what we see right now. You can have all three vaccines and you can still get the virus. It has its efficacy, the vaccine, but come on. You're going to say you guys have got to. These are the people that were in the thick of it, fighting for us, fighting to save lives. And now you want to push some draconian mandate on them? You know, in a way, Andrew, sometimes I look at it and I say, hey, serves them right. Serves them right, meaning the healthcare workers. Because a lot of them were out there with misinformation, coming out telling people, oh, people are dying and there's no one here. We're having to wear trash bags and we're having to do this. It's like, wait a minute, people, come on. Your life consists of working in a situation around sick people. And now you're freaking out? I have a friend right now who's in the hospital. I went to visit. The staffing at the hospital is extremely low because people have either quit or been fired because they won't take the vax. But here's a point that I wanted to make. So I'm here in the hospital, and you have these people walking around. They won't touch anything without getting a glove or something else, and they're doing this. These are the same people who would probably leave the hospital, go home, order food, and then start eating without washing their hands. But they're scaring all of us. Oh, be careful. It makes absolutely no sense. It is time to wake up. It is time to have some Republicans who have a strong backbone, who are not afraid to stand up, who are not going to cherry pick an issue and say, well, this is going to get me a lot of attention, so let me go out there on it. It's time to have someone who is going to speak truth to power. And as you said, Andrew, in the last half hour, that is the reason why we liked Trump. Yeah, we knew he was bombastic. Sometimes we wish he would just like be quiet, but we knew that he would fight for us. He's always willing to fight for us. He's a billionaire. He didn't have to do it. He could have just stayed there and constantly made counted his billions. But he said, no, I want to give back. But you see, the way the media has positioned it is he's a madman. Because they're mad that he did it, and he did it without them. Did what? He became the president. He campaigned and didn't need them. He didn't owe them anything. He didn't need anything from them. But you know what? He made them a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money. Because they were able to capitalize on him and his presence and what he was saying. And now they want to shut him down, take him off social media, lie about him, say that he's a racist. Republicans should be there in the thick, denouncing it, and say that if anyone is a racist, it is Joe Biden. And this is what he has said in the past. This is what he has done. These are the laws he's passed. But when it comes to Trump, what would they pull up? Well, the Central Park Five. Look at what he said about them. Hey, a lot of people said things about them. I said things about them. I thought they were guilty. That doesn't define me as an individual. Well, look at President Trump said about the protesters that were in, the Carolinas, and he said that there were some good people. He has come out and he has corrected that over and over again, but yet and still you have some numbskulls, even on the right, who will still come out and say, well, he should have never said that. Okay, Joe Biden says a lot of stuff. Look at what he said about George Floyd, saying that his death was more than Martin Luther King. To me, that's sacrilege. But quiet as it's kept, no one is talking about it. They're moving right on. That's a slap in the face. To me, that's worse than what Trump had said. But they're making it seem as if, though, it's okay. Give him a pass. Give him a pass. We should be talking about that every doggone day. But Republicans, well, no, we're not. We'll talk about it only on King's birthday, and then we'll move on to something else. And that is the reason why they are steamrolling over you. Yes, we're saying that, oh, people are converting over to Republicans. They don't like the way Joe Biden is handling the economy. But we're now in January. Between now and November, 10 months and some days, things could easily change. And as I said before, do not underestimate the Republicans' ability to blow things up. Because look at what we're doing right now. Is there any cohesiveness? Are we standing together? And Andrew, something else that frightens me that I think about. Let's say that we get both houses back. Are we going to take it to them? Are we going to demand that Nancy Pelosi come clean? Are we going to demand that Adam Schiff come clean? Are we going to demand that Eric Swalwell comes clean? Are we going to demand that Merrick Garland comes clean? Are we going to demand that Christopher Wray comes clean? James Comey, Andrew McCabe, who got off thanks to Merrick Garland? Are we going to demand that all these people be exposed? I don't want to hear anything about reciprocity and we're trying to get back at them. We're trying to straighten out the country and make certain that all the hypocrites, all the cheaters, all the liars face justice. So do they have the balls, the cojones? This is After Dark with Robin Andrew. Get your children out of the room. Do they have either to stand up and demand justice? I don't want to hear, we got it, we need to be about the people's business, because that is about the people's business. Don't try to make nice. Don't try, well, I want them to like me, because I can see someone like Ted Cruz rolling over, or a Lindsey Graham. Well, let's just forget about it. Let's just move on. We're about the American people. That's also about the American people. We cannot let them get away with these lies. So I'm ever so concerned, and I think about it. Here we are in January, and we're saying, oh, we're going to take it back. But what are you going to do when you take it back? Are you just going to sit down and do nothing? And say, well, we just want to be about the people's bid. We just want to look at infrastructure. We want to look at, you know, killing inflation. We want to look at building the wall. There are a lot of other things you should be doing also. What will you do? What are you going to do? We don't want to give you something and you do absolutely nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I'm going to vote for a Democrat, because I'm not going to. But I want to serve the Republic notice. And tell them right now, you need to get your act together. We need to clean things up. Christopher Wray needs to be held accountable. Christopher Wray is a deep swamper. Christopher Wray was presented to the world thanks to Chris Christie. So do not forget that, people. Chris Christie should not be let near the White House. Not at all. He shouldn't be the Attorney General. We don't want him there. Let him stay on ABC as a commentator. We don't need him. And if we're planning on taking the House in 2024, whoever is looking at that, you need to start looking at who you're going to get to work with you right now, as opposed to waiting to the 11th hour and then bring in a lot of swampers. That was one of Trump's biggest problems, that the people who were recommended to him were swampers. They went there thinking, well, we're going to control him. And when they realized that they couldn't, they start bailing out with loose lips, talking about it, attacking him. Out of all of them, the person who really disappointed me was Nikki Haley, because I felt that she was on the straight and narrow. But when she left and she just started just like giving in to the left, oh, well, I don't like this. Oh, Trump, he's horrible. He should never be let here. And then she wants to change it. It's like, don't get so caught up in the rhetoric of the left, trying to appease them and look seeming as if though you're above the fray when they have created the fray. This is the problem with the right. We're so quick to want to please these people as opposed to supporting each other. We've got to do better. We're so quick to go after each other. Now, I look at McCarthy and Kevin McCarthy, and I know he wants to be Speaker of the House, but I have my reservations because I don't know if he's committed to the party platform. I don't know if he's committed or if he just wants to shine. Because Andrew, if you recall, one of our guests who came on here, Manny, he said way back then, he said that the only thing that McCarthy's looking for is that Speaker of the House. And then once he's over out of it, he'll go join some big board, be on a big board and make a whole lot of money. So we have to think about these things. I don't want people that are just going there to serve, to become millionaires like Nancy Pelosi. And then once they're out, oh, I can sit back and I living on taxpayer money and I can have a pension and I'm just gonna go join some board. Anthony Fauci. He too, they should go after him. And I'm not saying go after him as a vendetta, but find out the truth, Rand Paul. Don't get control of the House and the Senate, and then you start rolling over and saying, well, you know, it's too much. I don't want to put the people through this. And see, Andrew, that would be the excuse. They would say, we don't want to put the American people through all of this rigmarole. What rigmarole? We need the truth. We need to know why so many Americans perished because of COVID-19. We need to know why the Biden administration refused to give the American people monoclonal to help them. We need to know why they aren't going out there saying, okay, this is what you can do to fight off COVID, or these are the things you could take. Why isn't that happening? Why is it that they're only saying vaccine, vaccine? And we know now that there is an efficacy for it, but there are no guarantees that you won't get the virus. We now know that. We need to know who knew what, when, where, and how, and why are these people lying? Don't get there and start talking about, well, let's talk about the voters' right and let's see what we can do there. People have the right to vote. Squash it. What they're trying to do right now is a complete takeover of the voting system. Republicans should be calling them out. Republicans should be out there on the news every day. It's not good enough to attack them, but explain your position. Tell the American people, these are the states. Look at their voting rights. Look at what they're doing. Explain it as opposed to pushing back. Push back with some meat. Let the people know that what they're doing is a complete power grab and that they're making it seem as if though Black people don't have the common sense or the intelligence to vote. Meanwhile, we got to have an ID to go get liquor. We got to have an ID to go fly. And as I've said before, you think about this. People that are getting old right now, Andrew, they're baby boomers. A majority of the baby boomers were in the workforce and had an ID. So where is this that they can't get an ID? I'm not talking about the illegal aliens, okay? Because I know that's what the left, that's what they're pushing, but they're not telling you. Those are the ones who can't get an ID. And if they're successful in this entire moving the vote to the federal level, you won't need an ID for anything. You'll have people getting on planes, blowing up planes. Look at what happened in Texas. Why in the heck was that guy led here, a British national? And the Brits knew that he was a terrorist. And why, pray tell, Andrew, did the FBI come out and say, oh, it has nothing to do with anti-Semitic. It has nothing to do. And then when they were referring to the hostages, they just said there was a situation. There was a hostage crisis going on. But they didn't want to say that. Why? Because the man's skin wasn't white. He wasn't a white supremacist. Had he been white, Andrew, we would still be talking about it. Oh, and this is how white supremacy is forming in the country. And here's the other kicker. It's always in big cities like New York, Chicago, and LA, that the white supremacists are living. Do you actually think white supremacists want to live in a liberal city like this? But see, no one is thinking. They're just bobbing their head. Yep, uh-huh. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, claiming, I need a huge detail team because of white supremacy. White? Where? This is New York City. Maybe there are two Klan people living here? What, are you serious? And DC, you have people on the hill, white supremacy, white nationals. Where? Point them out. I want to know who they are. But it's a ruse. But they're successful with it, Andrew, because the right keeps rolling over as opposed to going out and taking the fight to them. The right keeps doing the same thing that they've always done from the same playbook, pushing out Mitch McConnell. And as Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul, used to refer to Mitch McConnell as being the turtle, and not because he looks like a turtle, although to me he does, but because he's slow like a turtle. They'll push him out there and he'll get up there and he'll say something, then he'll go away. Meanwhile, the left, they're getting away with murder. Getting away with murder because we're quiet. We're not saying anything. We're not bringing up the fact that it's as obvious as the sun rises that a lot of the crimes that are taking place since we decided to go lax on the police is being committed in the Black and brown communities. I keep saying this. I'm a Black man. I'm not committing the crime. But when you look in the communities, look at the people who recently got killed. Who killed them? Was it a white man or a Black man? Look at the Asians that are being attacked. Who did it? Well, they were mentally ill. Okay, but it was a mentally ill what? Black man. And I say that, or Black woman. And I say that because the left is so big on skin color. But when it comes to crime, they want to gloss right over it, unless it's a white person. And then they'll blow it up. Look at Texas. Where was the guy from? What was his religion? He was a radical Islamist. There are some good people that are followers of Islam, but then you have the radicals. And those are the ones we don't want here. Why was that young man here? He should have never been here. And I say to my Jewish brothers and sisters, you keep voting for the Democrats, this is what's going to happen. We love everyone, but we have to wake up and call this out. Quiet as it's kept. Ilhan Omar, where is she now? Oh, don't roll her out now because people might connect the dots. No, roll her out. Call her out. They called out President Trump every time something would happen. Oh, it's the racism from President Trump. Well, call her out also. It's her evil anti-Semitic rhetoric that give these people power. She and Rashida Tlaib, these anti-Semites feel that, hey, we can do whatever we want to do because she comes out and she says it. We have to start calling them out. And I don't want to hear, well, my life is being threatened. And look at the right. Dr. Fauci said the other day, his family was being threatened. And it's not fair. Rand Paul was attacked. He almost lost his life. Look at Scalise. He almost lost his life. Look at a lot of Trump supporters. Look at a lot of the individuals that were in his White House that they attacked. Look at President Trump. The things that they were saying, the effigies that they were making, that they were killing him. And quiet as it's kept. Remember when they tried to bombard the White House and go after him? The media laughed and said, ha, 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 ha. He was scared then. They had to rush him down to the bunkers. Are you serious? That was okay? No one said anything. The FBI didn't investigate. And if they did, they say, oh, there was nothing to see here. Christopher Wray has to go. He needs to be investigated. And I'm going to take it a step further, Andrew. I know a lot of people might not like this, but I'm going to say it. The FBI needs to be put on notice because there are some people that are there that are not for this country. They are swampers. We need to look at the credentials of the FBI. We need to look at the credentials of Mark Milley. We need to look at the credentials of, what is the other guy's name? Lloyd Austin. We need to look at all their credentials because they're not for this country. You look at what's happening in China and we're marching to the Olympics. Why the heck are we marching to the Olympics? We shouldn't send anyone over there. I am not going to watch the Olympics. I don't want NBC to profit off of this. And then they're getting ready to have this global summit with China being there. I don't know if Joe is going to be there or not. And if he is, he's still not there because he's not there in his mind. And where is Joe, by the way?
They'll probably send the first lady, Jill. She loves getting on TV any chance she gets.
Yeah, she thinks she's the president. But where is Joe? Where is Sleepy Joe? He just gave a speech. Oh, this is the virtues of the country and we're doing this. Give me a break. You go to the supermarket, there's no food. Supply chain problem. There's another issue that I have. You have Republicans coming out saying, well, it's because of the virus and it's because of the cold weather. Bull, stop lying. It is because Joe is ineffective. It's because Joe doesn't know what he's doing. And Pete Buttigieg doesn't know what he's doing. That is the reason why we have a supply chain problem. It has nothing to do with Omicron. It has nothing to do with the cold weather. Because we had all of those at play when Trump was in office. And things were being hit at his hardest. We have the Omicron virus, which is akin to a common cold. Why don't we have food on the shelves? Well, one reason why is that we fired a lot of people. We told them no backs, you can't work. Putting more people on the dime of the government. But you know, with those people, you can't get unemployment. Why aren't Republicans calling this out? These are the things we should be calling out, as opposed to trying to attack each other, as opposed to, well, we don't want Trump to run. So I'm going to say this right here so that they can see that I'm not really on his side. And I'm going to say this right here. Give me a break. Stand for something or fall for nothing, as you always say, Andrew. And when we're saying fall for nothing, that nothing is the BS that they're pushing, that they think is going to help them out. We take the House and the Senate and the presidency. But if we're not standing together, unified, it's meaningless. If we can't hold these individuals accountable, it's meaningless. And do not doubt that there has been a lot of damage inflicted upon this country. To go back and to change what the left has done, and as I've said before, it has been by design for the past two decades. Look at our schools. Look at what they're teaching our kids. Our kids can recognize the LGBTQ flag before they can recognize the American flag. They're more willing to stand up and salute that flag than the American flag. And that's what a lot of them want.
Yeah.
Why don't you want this country?
Look at the recent incident in Chicago where these teachers were holding out, not wanting to go back to class. Then finally, they get the kids back in class. And then the kids decide to boycott the classroom and protest, I guess, and do a little walkout. I mean, it's just insane how entitled these kids are. But it's because that's what they see on the news. That's what they see from their teachers. That's just what society is teaching them.
That's what they're teaching them. And as I said before, this whole build back better, where people, build back better, we need this. It is just an excuse to get to your children so they can start the indoctrination earlier on. And folks, when you look at this, again, think about it. How many of you have actually sat down and studied this bill? The only thing they talk about when they're talking about Build Back Better, or even the voters bill, is that the country is racist and we're trying to set the tables right. We want to make certain that Black people get this and Black people get that. Yeah, but the people that they're saying are being oppressed are now oppressing society by killing, stealing, robbing, bringing down the quality of life. Now, of course, Bill de Blasio has something to do that with New York in New York. But you look at all these other big cities, who's in control, who's at the top? Democrats. Then when you start drilling down, Black Democrats, Black mayors, drill down some more. You go from the political party to the gender, because this is what the left likes, the gender, female, then the color of the skin, Black. Look all around you, and what do you see? Do you see any success stories coming out of any of these states, any of these cities? Any success stories? Look at Baltimore. Marilyn Mosby has now been indicted, and she was behind the whole Freddie Gray, and I'm going to prosecute, and we're going to find them guilty. Look at the mayors of there. Catherine Pugh, she's in jail. The other mayor failed. They kicked her out, and then they brought in yet another failed mayor. Look at Chicago. Lori Lightfoot was supposed to be a breath of fresh air. Everyone's saying her praises. Oh, she's going to do it. She's going to do it. She hasn't done a darn thing but make things worse. And if she's up for election, they will probably vote for her again or vote in another Democrat. What are conservatives doing? Why aren't we trying to run a candidate there? Well, it's a stronghold for Democrats and we can't make it. We can't do anything. That's what they want you to believe. If you start grooming people and identifying people, it can be done. Look at what happened in New York. We had Giuliani after Mayor Dinkins, who was Black and a failure as being the mayor. He was a failure. The first time Giuliani ran against him, he was a Democrat and he lost. And he waited and he rethought it. He decided to run again and he ran as a Republican and he won. And he changed the city. He transformed this huge city, one of the largest cities in the world, in the United States. He changed it. And people called it Disney. And when he did it, there was a certain part of the population that hated it. They didn't want it that way. They wanted it to go back to what it is right now, thanks to de Blasio, complete hell and chaos. It is hell day every day. Republicans, wake up. Unify. We can take this back. We have to take it back for the sanctity of the country, for the safety of our kids. We've got to be more than just talk. We've got to show action. Andrew, it can be done.
Yeah, it can. And it's got to start, and it's got to start right now. We've got to take back the House and Senate. That's not even an option. And I'd like to see us do it in big numbers. You should be able to get it done if you look at the disaster that Joe Biden and his administration has been. But as we've talked about all show long, Republicans have to step up. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.